Well, it's my privilege to introduce Kentucky Serving One of the new serving hosts here. It is my Alan and Stephanie Scott. How are you? Well, I'm in New Kentucky. I've been in the serving for over 10 years now, moving here most recently in Oregon. So we're very interested, Alan and Stephanie, in hearing some of your story that brought you here to Kentucky. Maybe we can start with Alan. What made you decide to originally enter the full-time service? And then what kind of steps did you take to really make that go possible?
Well, I was, my mother was baptized as a witness when I was 11. My dad when I was 18. But I didn't really get any training at home to learn to go over the ministry at all. So after high school, I kind of came to the crossroads. Was I going to do this or not? And I started studying seriously for myself. I decided I would study for myself and make a decision. Then at 19, I got baptized. At the time, I was working 50, 60 hours a week in a retail shoe store. And just after a few months, I said, I can't be seeing I'm getting a job my past anymore like this. So I quit and started working towards my degree. That allowed me to get out and bring the mid-week. Where I got some training from some pioneer sisters and an elder or two that was out there that week. They built a love for the ministry and kind of trained me for it. But then I started pioneering at 21. But to really remain a pioneer, I had to learn to really trust Jehovah and not in myself to make money. And I had to learn to love to give to others. That was something really cool.
Oh, that's excellent. We're certainly glad you made the truth your own and trust that it will provide for your needs at that time. Now, Stephanie, naturally, your background and upbringing is different than Alan's. Would you care to tell us a little bit about it? And also, what steps got you to reach your goal for full-time service?
So, my parents encouraged me from a young age. My mom says probably around 7 to start reading the Bible every day, which didn't want to do when we started that. I grew to love reading God's Word, and that probably really helped my relationship with Him. So at age 13, I was baptized, and then I worked on the goal of regular pioneering. So my parents helped me to pick out some classes in high school that would help me develop a skill that would enable me to get part-time work that would support my pioneering. So in my senior year of high school, around age 17, I began learning pioneering. And then later on, in my mid-20s, I expanded my ministry, and I spent a few years in the Russian language group.
Excellent. Well, I like that. You grew and loved reading God's Word. Beautiful example. I'm sure you appreciate your parents' hard work in helping you build that fine spiritual foundation. Now, no doubt you both met with challenges along the way. These are the last days that we live in. Stephanie, would you care to share some of the challenges that you faced?
Yeah, one of the biggest challenges for my family was the illness of my brother, Jared, and the fact that he died at age 11 of cancer. He did keep his integrity, but it changed our whole life.
I can only imagine the pain that you and your family went through at that time. Now, for you personally, how did that affect you as you grew up?
I have to say, overall, it affected my life for the good because I saw Jehovah in a different way. But it was challenging because, when you lose your best friend, you become very lonely, especially as a teenager. So loneliness was something that I dealt with, and at age 19, I actually almost married in the bloom of youth. And thankfully, I was helped to not do that by good friends. And then later on, as I was a single pioneer, because I pioneered single for 10 years, so in that time period between my living situation, my work, and even within the congregation, I dealt with some very serious challenges.
Yeah, so loneliness, persecution, you had a series of trials that lasted for some time. What happened to you?
Being busy really helped me. And like in high school, pioneering, I had Bible studies. My parents helped me to really have my own ministry. That's where my joy came from. And so they had actually resumed regular pioneering right after my brother died, which was kind of actually surprising to me. But it helped us to move forward, and it helped us to cope and to look to the future. And so their example alone, of course, Jared's example, I thought, if a little boy can keep his integrity, why in the world can't I? And so that really gave me determination. Also, I had good friends that were older who interested in me, served overseers, their wives, also older pioneers that really befriended me. And their friendship, they became like mentors to me. And they reminded me not to let myself be stumbled by others, but to use my singleness to serve Jehovah and give Him my all.
Well, thank you for sharing. Now, what a fine example you and your family set in keeping your spiritual routine and improving your way. Now, how about you now? Was preaching your goal full-time service always failing?
Well, I didn't really have a full-time service originally. But when I did decide that's what I'm going to do, I had to learn a few more disciplines and schedules.
I like to have fun. I like to go on places, playing, doing different things. And so I had to find out how to still do those things, but again, you still have to do the pioneer schedule. And then a second challenge which happened was dealing with family situations. Everyone in my immediate family is a baptized witness, but the conduct of my parents was not always appropriate and often wrong. And so that posed some unique challenges trying to figure out how to find the balance of honor your parents, but also be careful, bad association. And so eventually that situation in one removed for a short period of time, it's just in fact the conduct had gone on for decades. And so just trying to find that balance, and then not all of us agree on how to handle the situation. So then that created problems too between siblings, because there's five kids in the family.
I think many of us can relate to some of those challenges, so we'd love to hear what helped you to endure during that time.
Well, for one thing, honest communication with Stephanie and I, and you weren't always level. There were not always easy conversations, and at all. But then I really took it seriously. I studied, okay, what are some core principles that can get me through this to do it Jehovah's way? That helped a lot. And then we also asked for a few shepherd calls from the other elder in the congregation who came and helped us a couple of times to find the balance and align those principles. But really learning, it wasn't easy to fully trust people and all the direction he gives, that it will turn out. That gave me the courage I needed, but then also the, gave me inner peace knowing I was pleasing him, even though it wasn't making anybody else happy.
Yeah, well, it's good to hear that you benefited from the shepherding arrangement, and also how that helped you to keep your loyalty to Jehovah first during those challenges. So, we've talked about the challenges. Let's switch gears a little bit now and talk about the blessings. So, we'll stay with you how good joys that you experienced during your time in full-time service, and how's it strengthened your faith?
Well, I never thought giving up fun or giving up money would actually lead to a better life. But I know it's fully possible, or taught, or trained with. When I finally did it, everything's so much better. And it still sometimes surprises me that it still works that way, but I don't regret it. I wish I would have done it sooner. I wish I would have learned that a lot sooner in my life, that making those sacrifices for Jehovah actually is more enjoyable. And then another thing that has been such a huge joy to me is the brothers and sisters, brotherhood. I've got some amazing friends over the number of years in pioneering and doing different things for Jehovah. And it has proven to me that this is John's organization. There's no other place I want to be because this really is my family.
So you've seen the truth in Jesus' words, haven't you? There's more happiness in giving than receiving. How about you, Stephanie? How's the full-time service really contributed to your joy in serving Bill?
It's hard to know where to start, but serving Joe has really helped me to get outside my comfort zone. It's helped me to deal with life better, to cope with shyness, anxiety that I have. And if I could tell my younger self, you're going to have more friends than you ever want, because it's so true. And then I'm happy that my parents are so glad to be here to be able to come to full time work. So really happy for what Jehovah has done for us.
Don't share this brother with the greatest in the book. That's not surprising. No matter what privileges or assignments we enjoy, we all benefit from the spiritual paradise that Jehovah's given us. Well, Alan and Stephanie, those are very encouraging experiences. We thank you both for sharing them with us. Friends, would you like to warmly welcome Alan and Stephanie Scott? Thank you, Alan. We look forward to getting to know you even better over the next few years, and that you always a rich blessing to continue with you in your assignment.